Amen. Well, if you didn't guess, those were my dad's songs. And we changed the worship music today for him, at the suggestion of my sister and the moving of the Holy Spirit. Today is July 24th, 2011. And today marks the 1 year anniversary of the passing of our dad, so today's service is a tribute to him. And the message hopefully will relate you to thoughts of him and give you strength from our Lord and from the Word. Who would have ever thought that within 12 months I would have been giving a tribute to Teresa Davidson? And then I would, after giving a tribute to her, I would, within 12 months, I would also be giving one to my dad, Ansel Davidson. So it's been a difficult year, surprising year with both of their passings. And I'm grateful that the Lord has been with us and our family and continued to lead and guide. But whoever would have imagined that a year without him would have gone so quickly? Well, at least I'm sure overall we can say that it went quickly, but I'm sure that there were times when we thought that this day would never arrive. A time when we just thought that we wouldn't get through one more moment, let alone an entire year of moments without him. And I can remember all the things that were said at his service, just like my mom's, that he was too young, that he went too quick. And all the thoughts that we were left with what do we do now? All the things. So to say it's been a difficult year, obviously, would be an understatement. And for those of you that are within the flock, within the congregation, or those of you that may be listening to the message online, I just want you to stop and think of, if you do have your parents still with you, just stop and think of what it would be like without them. There are things that have to continue on and things that you have to go through. But all the burdens now have been placed on our parents' girls, me and my sisters. And what do we do with this? What do we do with that? What about this? And oh, yeah, don't forget that too. There have been family meetings with lawyers, phone calls to handle, and last wishes to be shared, which, since not everybody is here within my family, and not to put a dark curtain on a celebration later, but I have to say something, so just so you know. They all need to understand that this was my dad's wish, that this is where they were. And there are those that aren't here. We do thank God for moving in the hearts and in the lives of those that are here and just given the strength to continue on. It's been a long year filled with sorrow and many memories. A lot of things that we've gotten past, a lot of things that we've gotten through, all by the strength of God. Amen. Because without that strength, without our loved one here, that guidance and direction is gone, so you have to seek the Lord. But I'm sure that there are times that we could relate to the words that David spoke when he wrote in Psalms 13, verse 2 and 3, "How long shall I take counsel in my soul, having sorrow in my heart daily? How long shall my enemy be exalted over me? Consider and hear me, O Lord. My God, lighten my eyes, lest I sleep the sleep of death. How long shall we have sorrow in our heart daily? How long shall we cry tears and we seek God's guidance and direction to lighten our load? How many times did we wish to no longer be here without our mom and without our dad? Without the one to lead and guide us, that did the best job at that. But we did we did did we Or did we or do we thank God for ending his suffering and his pain? Did we thank God for taking him home quickly rather than allowing him to suffer through a lot of pain for months, for years? Did we ever think that we would make it through? I'm sure that there are still days if we wonder if we'll ever make it through or even if we'll ever see him again. We can remember fondly all his ways, his temper, his lack of patience, his joy of life, and his sense of humor. Who will ever forget all the jokes? I don't think I'll ever forget Charlene sitting on the floor saying, "Papa, tell me a joke." And all the Ansel-isms that I even got everybody at work saying. You know, poop in one hand and wish in another and see what fills up faster. Not to mention all of his knowledge and how he did share it with others. He left behind a legacy. I'll never forget how he spoke in one of his first tests when he looked directly at the doctor and said, "You don't understand. I am not afraid to die." And how he also mentioned that he died over a year ago when his wife passed. Well, a year ago, I should say, not over. But he wasn't afraid to die. My dad lived his life as he wanted. He enjoyed it to the fullest. Do we wish that it would have been longer, that he would still be with us here today? Of course we do. Of course we do. But we know that the Lord called him home. And just like as with our lives, God has a purpose for each and every one of us and a plan. He, our days are numbered. He knows when we will be called home with him. And he knows the wishes that he has set for our lives. That there be strength and guidance in our hearts always, that we would turn to the Lord in these times and trust him and seek him and understand what the purpose he has for us so that we may fulfill that plan that he has. Yes, he was called home too early. He didn't get to see any of his great-grandchildren be born. But he was certainly blessed. And yes, we miss him. We cry many, many tears. But we also find comfort in God's word. God's word tells us in Revelation 21, verse 4, "And God shall wipe away every tear from their eye, and there shall be no more death, neither sorrow nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things have passed away." There is a time coming where we will cry no more. Revelation 22:3-5 say, "And there shall be no more curse, but the throne of God and the Lamb of God and of the Lamb shall be in it, and his servants shall serve him. And there shall be no night there, and they need no candle, neither light of the sun, for the Lord God giveth them light, and they shall reign forever and ever." There is a time coming where we will have no sorrow, no tears, no need for light, no need for dark. We will not rest. We will not eat. There will be no need for food. Our only food will be for food of our spirit. That's all we will need. Where we'll be with the Lord and we'll sing his praises. And it'll be our spirit that will be fed with the living water. "For it won't be long that our suffering too shall end." 1 Thessalonians verse 4, 16 and 17 says, "For the Lord himself shall descend with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord." There is a time coming where we will see our loved ones again, that we will be with them in the air, that we will be forevermore with the Lord, singing his praises, receiving his guidance and his direction, receiving his word within our heart. For some of those that have gone before us, they already have that knowledge. They already are with the Lord, they are already rejoicing. As we wait for the Lord to return and for God to continue to strengthen and guide us, that we may have that strength that we need to continue on. But until this day, we continue on, remembering our loved ones that have gone before us, with the goal to draw closer to the Lord, to be more like Him, so that we may be found worthy, that we may be included, and that we may be with Him also. Luke 21:36 says, "Watch ye therefore and pray always, that ye may be accounted worthy to escape all things, these things that shall come to pass, and to stand before the Son of Man." We continue to strive, pressing towards the mark, drawing closer to the Lord and seeking His guidance and direction, so that we may be found worthy to be included in all of these that will worship in the great throne room and sing the Lord's praises, that we may be with our loved ones once again. It's important that we allow the Lord to do His work. It's important that we allow God the time that it takes and give Him free reign over our hearts and our minds, over our lives, that His work would be done and that His hand strengthen us. There's nothing impossible for God. The Word says, with men things are impossible, but with God all things are possible. If there's something in your life that you can't see past, if there's something in your life that you can't see the solution to, you think that you're not going to get over it, all I can do is ask you to find strength and courage in knowing that God knows. God knows. Nothing's impossible for Him, and He alone can bring you through whatever you're going through today. But it's important that we allow the Lord to do His work in us, and we allow His hand to strengthen us. 2 Samuel 22:33 says, "God is my strength and power. He maketh my way perfect." God makes our way perfect, not us. It's the things that He does in our lives. It's important that we seek His ways, as is said in Matthew 6:33. "But seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you." When you put God first, when you trust in Him, when you acknowledge His ways, He will guide you, He will lead you, He will strengthen you, He will see to your needs. He is our Lord and our provider. He is our Savior. He provides all of our needs, food in our belly, clothes on our back, a roof over our head. God gives us all those things, and it's not by our strength that it's done, but by His alone. We're called to seek Him, we're called to trust in Him, and we're called to have understanding of that we're really ultimately not in control of our lives. It's important that we seek His ways, and that we do the work that God has instructed us to do. 2 Timothy 4:2 says, "Preach the word." Preach the word. Be instant in season and out of season. Whether you're in times of joy or in times of sorrow, in times of prosperity or in times of desperation, whether you're high on the hill or low on the hill, be constant in season and out of season. Don't be lukewarm for the Lord. Preach the word to those that need to hear it. Rebuke, reprove, exhort with all longsuffering and doctrine. What's longsuffering? Longsuffering is something none of us want, but all of us require. It's patience. And I'm sure many will agree that in this room that all could use a little more patience. But we always must remember to rejoice as well. Philippians 4:4 says to rejoice in the Lord always, and again I say rejoice. The biggest thing is that we must remember that we only endure these things but for a moment. It doesn't last forever. God does lead us through. He will lead us to the victory. 2 Corinthians 4:17 says, "For our light affliction, but which is but for a moment, worketh for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory." with a purpose. Not to get to point from point A to point B. With a purpose. 1 Peter 1:7 says that the trial of your faith, being much more precious than of gold that perish, though it be tried with fire, might be found unto praise and honor and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ. 2 Corinthians 4:18 says, while we look not at the things which are seen, but the things that which are not seen. For the things that are seen are temporal, but the things that are not seen are eternal. We place our eyes not on the things that are before us, but we press towards the mark and we continue to seek the things that are eternal. We set our sights on our heavenly home, where Christ has gone to prepare a place for us, that we may be with our loved ones once again. No, it's not easy to continue to walk in this life. Philippians 1:23-25 says, for I am straight betwixt two, having the desire to depart and to be with Christ, which is far better. Nevertheless, to abide in the flesh is more needful for you. And having this confidence, I know that I shall abide and continue with you all for the furtherance of the joy of faith. We must continue on increasing our faith, our hope, and our trust in the Lord, knowing that one day we will be with our loved ones again. I have quoted to you many scripture today, and there was a reason for that. The purpose for that and the reason was to give you strength, to bring peace and comfort into your heart, but also too, to show you that everything that you need for everything that you're going through, for every trial, for every tribulation, all answers to any questions, any problems that you have in your life can be found in scripture. God gives us a book of everything wrote down. There's a test at the end, so you need to start studying. When you stand before the Lord in judgment, you have to know his ways. You have to know that your life has been lived following God's ways so that you can pass the test and so that God will let you into the kingdom of heaven. If you don't know his word, I encourage you to read it. If you're going through things in your life that you're not finding strength and encourage to get through, read the word. Draw close to God. You'll have peace in your heart and in your spirit. My dad knew this. My dad drew closer to the Lord in the last few months of his life. With some so close, and to some people's surprise, they didn't know, but I knew. My dad and I talked about the Lord a lot more and more. It's what we do when we want to be closer to God, when we want to be with him. We draw closer to him. We seek him. We turn to him for every need. And we know that he provides. His word is meant to comfort us, to give us strength. And that's where we should turn. There will come a day where we will each and every one of us stand before the Lord in judgment. And he will review our lives. And he will review the ways that we live our lives. And he will determine where we spend eternity. Prayerfully, we will be with our loved ones, reunited once again, standing with the Lord in the throne room, singing his praises, and living forevermore. Until we reach that day, we should never forget the way God works in our lives, what he's brought us through, what's yet to come. To embrace each day with new hope, new faith, and new trust, knowing that God's in control. Our tears do not escape him. He's with us always, and there will come a day where we will cry no more. There will come a day where we will be in the throne room reunited with our loved ones, singing his praises, and rejoicing at the working of his mighty hand. Until that time, we need to draw closer to God and do a better work for him. Be a better person. Be more like Christ as he commands us to do. Seek first the kingdom of God. Rely on him for all things and allow him to strengthen and guide us. Without hope and faith and trust in the Lord, we have nothing. Both of my parents placed their hope and their faith and trust in the Lord in their last days. My sister put a post on Facebook last night reminding us that yesterday, a year ago yesterday, we all spent the night with our dad. And my dad was given his slumber party with his girls. It was the last night that he lived. We reminisced, we sang, we laughed, we caused trouble at the hospital, running around looking for food. My dad died in peace. He wasn't in pain. He was taken too soon. But he was saved from years of torture, watching him dwindle away. He did that quick enough just in the four, five short weeks that he was in the hospital. Or from the diagnosis to the time he passed. We seek all these things and we have comfort in our hearts and in our spirits because we know God's in control. He blesses our lives and he leads and guides us in ways that we never thought possible. And it's only by his strength that we're able to continue on with hope and faith and trust and knowing that we know where we're going to go. That eternity does not mean for us an eternal death, but an eternal life because of our relationship with the Lord God. And I praise him every day that he drew my parents closer to him, that they may be saved, and for the work that he did in them before he called them home, that we may have peace and comfort in knowing where they are. So as you continue on, draw closer to the Lord. Find your hope and your strength and your faith in him alone. Allow him to lead and guide your paths. And never forget, until we are reunited once again, that they would always forever dwell in our hearts. Amen. That's the message for today. Does anybody have anything they'd like to add? Any questions? If all hearts and minds are clear, then we can stand for dismissal.